Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Vito Stellino, he's an older guy. We're getting him on the phone now. He's got a bit of a quirky voice. But he's a real character, and I think he's terrific, so just be a little patient. We got him? Okay. All right. Joining us right now is Vito Stellino, Hall of Fame sports writer based in Jacksonville.
We got him?
We got him.
He's on.
How you doing today, Vito?
Just fine. How's everything?
Everything's fine here in Denver. We are curious about the Jaguars, and I'm looking at the injury report, and despite trying to take care of a baby, I guess, Jalen Ramsey is actually listed as questionable. Not out, but on the injury report, questionable. What's your take on Jalen Ramsey and what's going on?
Well, the baby was born, I think, yesterday. So this is questionable because they're not really sure what he's going to do. Very hard to predict what Jalen's going to do.
Well, what do you think? Do you think he'll play on Sunday or not?
I have no idea. I mean, you know, this saga has been going on for 10 days.
Yeah.
It's taken so many twists and turns. Very hard to predict, what he might do.
So let's get to it. Vito Stellino is an NFL Hall of Fame sports writer and focused in the Jacksonville area. Okay, what is your take on the Broncos? What is the view from outside about our Denver Broncos?
You need a new general manager. John Elway is a great player. He has not translated to be a great general manager. The amazing thing is one of the best quarterbacks of all time can't judge quarterbacks.
Yeah.
It shows you how hard it is for anybody to judge quarterbacks, even a guy who was one.
Is Jacksonville fans looking at Denver as a win here in Denver?
Pretty much. They're all excited right now. They figure they get Flacco. They get Carolina without Cam.
Yeah.
They get New Orleans without Breeze. Got the Jets and the Bengals and Houston and London. So they think they can get out a run here. You know, Minshew mania is going wild. But, I mean, you know, who knows if the clock doesn't strike 12 on Minshew and all of a sudden you know, they're in trouble. I mean, they can't run the ball, so they've got to depend on him. It's not exactly they got great receivers. So I think, but I mean, they're a public dog. I mean, more people are taking the 3 points, not just here in Jacksonville, than are betting on Denver to cover, you know.
Are you part of the Minshew mania? Do you believe in it?
No.
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 Why not?
Well, I mean, I want to see more. I mean, I think one of the best, second start quarterback rating in recent years was Brian Leftwich, you know, and how did that turn out? I mean, you just can't judge a quarterback in one or two games, especially one who is short and doesn't have a great arm. They've had more time to look at him on tape. They can't run the ball. You know, maybe he's this magic, you know, personality. Who knows? But I'm just saying, I'm not counting on it to happen. If it does happen, hey, more credit to him. He would be, if it happens, he would be, as a story, much better than Tom Brady. A year ago, nobody in college football wanted him.
So, Vito, if you're not really believing in Minshew and they can't run the ball, how does the Jaguars score some points in Denver?
Well, I'm not saying maybe he will. That's the question. He's got to continue the Minshew mania. And if he does, they can score. I mean, where is the Denver pass rush? Where are their turtles?
Hey, there you go.
It's coming. We got a rookie right tackle. That's where it's going to head. That's where it's going to get him, I think.
Maybe Vaughn and Chubb will, put on a great pass rush and Denver will win. I mean, I would not be surprised if Denver won the game. I mean, you know, they're home. They're certainly better than the 0-3 team. And, I mean, is it like adjusting to a new system with a new coach? You know, is it just Flacco, he's near the end of his career? I mean,
Vito, real quick before we let you go, and we really appreciate your time. Speaking of Jacksonville legends, better quarterback, Gardner Minshew or Tim Tebow?
Better quarterback?
Yeah.
Minshew. Tebow, I know he had that one magical season, but, you know, he just kept pulling out those games late. But Tebow was just not like he was not an NFL quarterback, which, I mean, after Denver, he goes to the Jets. He goes to New England, and he goes to Chip Kelly, and they all three rejected him. So it wasn't like he never got a chance. And, you know, I'm not a Bill Belichick fan either, but one thing he can do is just quarterbacks. And once he said no, you figure he just wasn't going to make it as a quarterback.
All right.
I think worst-case scenario, Mitch is going to play in this league for quite a while, even if he's a backup. You know, I mean, the guy can play. He's very smart. He, you know, can read the field. All kind of intangibles. It's just he's short and doesn't have a great arm. So,
what's your score on Sunday?
Probably a low-scoring game, 21-17, something like that.
Jacksonville? Jacksonville or Denver?
Man, to me, it's a coin flip, you know. So, both teams win this game. Actually, I think it's going to be quite an entertaining game. I think it'll be very close and fun to watch. But not really the kind of game you want to pick. It's you wouldn't put any money on this game on either team. it'll be too close, you know. So, it'll be a good matchup.
Vito, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time.
Always enjoy talking to you.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.